This is GIS News. Coming up, Bamboo Industry Association formed, Ministry of Youth and Culture to launch Chance to Connect initiative, and groundbroken for James Patterson Infant School in Hanover. The details after this message.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica and the Small Business Association of Jamaica have partnered to establish the country's first ever Bamboo Industry Association, BIA. The BIA forms part of collaborations between the government and private sector stakeholders to heighten awareness among owners of properties with bamboo about the potential economic values to be derived from the plant. State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce Sharon Folks-Abrahams says the new body is critical to the bamboo industry's growth and development.
A multiplier effect will be created when members of our urban and inner city communities and the creative entrepreneurial youth population can buy bamboo from farmers and produce a large range of value-added items and then bring these products to market and generate their own incomes.
Mrs. Folks-Abrahams says the aim is to make Jamaica a world leader in the growing and production of bamboo materials. In this regard, she encouraged further strengthening of public-private partnerships to join the government's mission to build the industry. The Ministry of Youth and Culture is to launch an initiative aimed at assisting tertiary-level students to finance their education. The Chance to Connect initiative will see tertiary students benefiting from a comprehensive list of scholarships for undergraduate and postgraduate studies in specific areas at institutions across the island. Students will be informed of these scholarship opportunities through a scholarship guide created by the Ministry's Youth and Adolescents Policy Division, which will be officially launched on November 16. The scholarship guide will be published as an e-book and will be made accessible on the Youth Division's website at youthjamaica.com. Following the launch of the guide, full download access will be provided to interested persons. Chance to Connect is being unveiled as part of celebratory activities for Youth Month, which is observed annually in November. Ground was broken for the construction of the James Patterson Infant School in Hanover on Wednesday. The institution will be named in honor of former Prime Minister of Jamaica, Percival James Patterson. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the facility will play a major role in providing education and training opportunities for residents of Dias and adjoining communities.
Today's event is a manifestation of the importance that government places on education as a foundation of prosperity. Early childhood education is a priority. It must be the priority of everyone.
The first phase of the James Patterson Infant School is being funded to the tune of over $100 million by the Ministry of Education, with contributions from several civic and corporate entities being earmarked for Phase 2. And 50 young people from St. James are already benefiting from a multi-certification and career training program opened on the Montego Bay Free Zone. The Integrated Workforce Development Center, IWDC, was established to provide students with the skills needed to meet the demands of the Free Zone. Director of the IWDC, Osric Forrest, says the center also seeks to provide training in keeping with advancement in technology and international requirements.
What we are looking at is a process or program that matches what investors are looking for, but also the type of youngsters who are charged to train. We operate in what we call a borderless marketplace. What we produce in Jamaica is the same quality that's coming from elsewhere.
The school was one of two centers to be opened along with the East Shore Medical Center, set up to provide health services to the expanding Free Zone workforce. The IWDC, a project of the Caribbean Maritime Institute's School of Advanced Skills, offers training in the areas of business solutions, port operations, shipping and logistics, and engineering. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.